Yeridea, Malicha, first Shir, Vav El Hitov Shin Lamates, August 29, 1979, on Wednesday.
There aren't many dapping Gemara on the meaning of Malicha. So, the basic inyan in Gemara is empirical apostle. Okay, Kolaboso, Dav Kufi Veis, Omud Veis, Omar Rav Nachman, Dogin Deiti, Shemolchon Zeim Zeh Azur, that if you sold fish and chicken, let's say, together, so the Dogin, the fish becomes awesome. Why? Because the fish has a very soft skin, and the fish manages to retaliate all its dung and all its cereal in a relatively short time, whereas the ifes require more time to retaliate their dung and cereal. So like this, so you can be melech two pieces of bosa together, and we're not afraid. Now, when you are milich one piece of bosa, and then you are milich another piece of bosa, so the piece of bosa that, and then you put the second piece of bosa on top of the first piece of bosa. So when you are milich the second piece of bosa, so then dam comes out from the second piece of bosa, and it might be why I'm doing chesish that it will be absorbed. The dam that comes out from the upper portion of boso will be absorbed by the lower chticha of boso. So, why not? Because as long, this is how Rashi explains this Gemara, because as long as a chticha's dam is busy, is engaged in being pilled down, it cannot absorb other dam. Because I will be told, so we don't have to worry that the dam that comes out from this chatiche will be absorbed by this chatiche that is solved at first, because in view of the fact that this chatiche is engaged, is storing leafly dam, it cannot absorb the dam that comes out from the upper chatiche. So that's true of Tuchtichit Bosk, but if you sold fish and the ifes together, so in a few minutes the salted fish manages to extract, to exude, to be paleed all the dam and all the tear in a few minutes. So then when dam starts coming out from the piece of aphids, from the chicken, so the fish will be ready to absorb it, because it's not busy anymore in being pelleted now. In a few minutes, it gets through with the plate, with the exuding, the dam, the tear. So the moment it gets through with the plate process, so it is ready to absorb the dam that comes out from the aphids that are put on top. So this is how Rashi explained it. Omer Rav Nachman, Dogen v'aphids shemolchon zeim zeh asur. Hei chedome, ibichu sheinu kevav lo aphids v'aphids nama asira. Ibichu minu kevav v'dogen v'aphids nama shor. Lei lo bichu minu kev. V'dogen shin rofe kamaye kabeu palte. So in a relatively short time, in a few minutes, they get through being paleed on the dam and on the tzia. And the moment they get through being paleed on the dam and the tzia, they are ready to absorb all the dam that comes out from the aphids. The aphids plate, bosa, the knife and doggy, plate the aphids on the bottom of the aphids. So, Rashi, going to Rashi, so we say, either the tovit, lifle dam, with bola, dam, of the other chtichas. That's the reason why you're allowed to salt two chtichas of bosa together, and you salt one chticha of bosa, let's say, at 5 o'clock in the morning, You solve this chichabasa. And then in a few minutes you get through solving this chichabasa. You put it down. Then you start, you put another chatiche on top of this chatiche. Or if you put it near, so it touches it. So and you start solving the other chatiche. So dam starts coming out from the other chatiche. So you don't have to worry that this chatiche will become contaminated, it will absorb the dam that comes out from this chatiche. Because it's engaged in the plate of dam. So I will talk it with dam with bullets here. So what is the length of time within which it is engaged in the process of plate dam? Shio mil. Because the shio milicha is mil. Mil means either 80 minutes or 22 and a half minutes or 24 minutes. So that means that according to Rashi, you can, let's say, suppose at 9 o'clock in the morning, you salt this chatichas bosa. You put it. Then you decide at 9:30 to put another chatichas bosa on top of it or near it and to salt. You cannot do it. Because it seems you salted this chatichas bosa at 9 o'clock in the morning. So at 9:18, so the process of being peeled all the dam as a result of being salted, so terminated. So then if at 9:30 you put another chichas boso and you sold the other chichas boso on top of this chichas boso, so the melee dam starts coming out being nifle from this chichas boso, and since it's already 9:30 now, So this chichas boso is not engaged in the process of being peeled down. Since it's not engaged, it's not told in the process of being peeled down. So it is ready to absorb the dam that comes out from this chatech. But then Tesis mentions the Yesh Miforshim here. This Tesis is very important. I mean all the Tesis here. You have to go over this Gemara. All the Tesis. But the long Tesis is very, very important. So then, Tesis mentions the Shita of Yesh Miforshim, who say that not only do we say, Aide, the Torah, the Mifle Dam, Loibola, but even Aide, the Torah, the Mifle Tzir, Loibola. You see, because Echtechaz Boso, when you salt it, so there are two kinds of juices that come out. One has a din of dam. But even after all the dam, even after all the dam has been nifled, was exuded from the chatichas boso, you'll still see a certain juice coming out. And it's not really red, it's not blood red, but it's a little red. Now, many times when you eat a piece of boso, you'll see that there is some juice that comes out. What is it? You are eating dam? No, that's not dam. That's here. This does not have the din of dam. So when you salt echtichas boso, so then there are two juices that come out. One juice is dam, has a din of dam, and the other juice is called sia. That's not dam. It doesn't look like dam. So it's called sia. So dam is nifled within the shiur mil of the salting. In other words, if you salt the chichas boso at 9 o'clock, so dam will be niflat within 80 minutes or within 22 and a half minutes or within 24 minutes. But after that, whatever juice comes out, if you salt the chichas boso at 9 o'clock and then you see some juice coming out at 9:30, so you can be sure that's not dam. What is it? It's not dam. But this is tzir. This is tzir. Now, until when can tzir come out? So most Rishonim say that tzir can come out within Yudvei Shoras. The Rashba says it. And that's the shita of most possible. But the Shach mentions the shita that in Siman Ayin, that the tzir can come out within 24 hours, not within 12 hours, but within 24 hours. Now, so the Yesh Miforshim, so the process of Plintas HaTzir is involves a much longer time than the process of Cletus Adam. Cletus Adam involves only Shiomil, 18 minutes and 2.5 minutes, 24 minutes, most. But the process of Cletus Atzilia, even after all the darkness come out, was exuded from the Hatikva as a result of the salting. So still Tzilia can still come out. So that involves a minimum of 12 hours, and according to one Shite, it can come out within 24 hours. So Mele, whereas according to Rashi, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman says, that you are allowed to be Meleach, two Chtichetz Bosso, one on top of the other. Why? Because we don't have to be afraid, lest the Chticha Tachteino will absorb the dam that will be deflated from the Chtichol Elieno, because I did it all in the Mifladam, Luit Boladam. I did it all in the Mifladam today, Luit Boladam, Yichtiches Achilles. So according to Rashi, you can only do it within 80 minutes. But to start salting and a second Chatichas Boso, when it's more than 80 minutes, subsequent to the salting of the first Chaticha, that you cannot do, according to Rashi. But there is a Yeshiva Foshi who say that not only do we say, I did it all in Miflat Dam, Libol Adam Achile, but I did it all in Miflat Siyah, Libol Adam. So I mean, that's a big kule, it's a tremendous kule. So that was according to Yeshiva Foshi. So if you salted this Tichas Boso at 9 o'clock in the morning, so you can salt another Chtichas Boso on top of it at 6 o'clock in the evening, or even at 8 o'clock in the evening, as long as it is within 12 hours, because we don't have to be afraid, lest the dam that will come out from the second Chaticha that is salted, let's say, 10 hours later, after the first Chaticha, so that dam will be absorbed by the lower Chaticha, the first Chaticha, because if it was salted at 9 in the morning, so until 9 at night, the Chaticha will be engaged in the process of being Beletzir. So Memele, so you gain so many hours within which you can salt one Chaticha and Gavodah. So it's a bikule, I mean the sheet of the ancient portion. Anyway, there are other shites, Rabbis Molaynish, other shites over there, I mean the Rabbitans, the Rajbams. You have to go over that pieces. Yes.
According to Rashi, how can you add another piece of meat? Because even so, it'll stop being paletas before the other one stops being paletas. Then it'll be
bolayim. So you have to take it away, the second chatich. If you salt it first, one chatich. And then you salt another chatich. And the salting of the other chatich is 5 minutes later than the salting of the first chatich. So you can only keep that chatich on top of the first chatich for 30 minutes. You see, after 30 minutes, it must be removed. Because after 30 minutes, so the process of plating is done. Of the first Chatich has terminated, so it's ready to absorb. But you still can salt, because it doesn't take such a long time, you know, to salt. So in other words, so at the time of the salting, it's much easier, you know, to keep one on top of the other. But then, once you salted all the Chatich, you can move away one from the other. So, according to Rashi, you have to make sure that after 30 minutes, so you take away the second Chatiche from the first Chatiche. There shouldn't be any counting. So that the first Chatiche will not absorb the dam that emanate that is exuded from the second Chatiche. But according to Yeshiva Foshi, so you gain so much time. Anyway, the Arishis. So the basic inyonim of Anuliche, so it's that you put your base on the base up to the Mishneh, the first Mishneh that could you give one out. Alright. To you now. Alright. Now. Then there is one very important Gemara, a very small piece. That's, and that could you give one out. So the Gemara says, Oma Shmuel in Agoso, Yeitim in Igome, Elohim ke milche, yofe yofe, umadiche yofe yofe. So, Itmar Abuna Oma, melech umadiach, bimasnit ketone, madiach, umeleach umadiach. But Abuna said, melech umadiach, it doesn't mention a hadoche prior to the melechhe. So the Gemara says, "Lo yipliye, hod lechalui bitapche, hod lechalui bitapche." In other words, Rabune mentions only miliche nadoche, miliche nadoche basraise, and hadoche kamaise he doesn't mention, because Rabune has referenced a case where the hadoche kamaise was done by the butcher. So he did it already. But the Masnita is referenced in the case where hadoche kamaise was not yet done by the butcher. So the male, so the balas abayis. So if the woman wants to make it kosher, so first she has to make hadoche, and then she has to be meleichet, and after meleichet she has to make an adab. So that's the aloche. These are the three ingredients of making kosher a piece of meat. In other words, you have to make hadoche kamaise, and then you have to make meleichet, and then you have to make hadoche basraise. Now, so hadoche basraise, there are no machlokes, there are no machlokes. The reason, the purpose of hadoche basraise is obvious. In other words, in order to wash off all the blood that came out, the salt and with the blood, so you have to make hadoche basraise. That's the purpose of the hadoche basraise, the hadoche that is realized after the salt. What's the purpose of soaking, of being madiach, the meat, prior to the salting? So there are many, many shits. There are many, many shits. Now, the Ram Shit is that the purpose of Hadoche Kamaise is to soften the meat. Without Hadoche, then the meat is relatively tough and hard, and the Melach is incapable of extracting the blood. It has to be softened up. So how do you soften up the meat? How do you soften up the meat? By making hadoche over the meat. That's the purpose. Kidil rakir chasabos. That's the answer. Now, the smag and the smag, they both say that the purpose of hadoche kamaise is to remove the dam bien on the surface of the chtichas bosso. In other words, because chtichas bosso that was not salted as yet has two types of drops of blood. It has internal blood, the dam that is inside the chatiche, that is konus inside the chatiche, and then whenever you look at a chatiche's bosso, you'll always see some drops of blood, droplets of blood on every chatiche. That's the dam she'al pnei ha'bosso. So the shita of the smag and the smag is the time, melach, salt, has the capacity of drawing out, of extracting the inner dam. But at the same time, it also has the capacity of being mavliya, the outer dam, that is on the surface. So you have to soak it, so you have to rinse, echtiches boso, the smag and the smag say, in order to wash off the droplets, the external drops of blood on the surface of the chtichas bosso. And if you don't do that, so then, as a result of the melach, you make it worse. So, true, you will extract the internal dam, but at the same time, you will be mavliya. Through the salt, you will be mavliya. The dam, that the external dam, the dam shall be avoso. So that's the purpose. So that way, according to the Ram, the reason as to why we have to realize Adoche and Echtichas Boso is for the purpose of softening up the Boso, so that it wouldn't be so tough and so hard. So then the Melach will be capable of extracting the Dam. If it's hard and tough, the Melach cannot extract the Dam. According to the Smag and the Smag, the purpose is to wash off the dam al pnei ha'bosso, Because melech, on one hand, has the capacity of being mafrid, the inadam, and on the other hand, it has the capacity of being mafriya, the external dam, droplets of dam. So maybe they have to wash it off. So then, when you apply melech on it, there won't be any external dam that could be nivra through the melech. Alright. Now, then, the Rosh, you have to go over the Rosh and the Gemara in Perikol Aboso. In Perikol Aboso, paragraph Lamed Vov and Lamed Zayin. And also the Ran and the Gemara. And the Ran and the paragraph Membo. Itma, Abuna Lamaleah Madia, Masid Tol Madiah Maleah Madia, Beloy Pride, Hode Halbitat, Hode Halbitat, Bimolach, Beloy Hadoche. So the Rosh mentions today, suppose someone salted a piece of meat without making Hadoche Kamaisi. Ye Shemrim Shintakonel Boso, Afin Yadehemu Yuhemoser. So then it's just too bad. There is no takon. In other words, because you cannot correct it by making hadoche after the first lirche and then making the second lirche. You cannot do it. Why? Now, according to whom would it be like this? According to the Ram's shite, there is no detriment caused by the fact that he made the lirche without realizing the hadoche prior to the lirche. Because according to the Ram, the whole purpose of the Hadoche Kamaise is to soften up the meat. It shouldn't be so tough and sturdy. How? So the melech will be capable of extracting the blood. Now what happened here? He salted it without making the Hadoche first. So this salting was futile. He didn't draw out the blood. So now he washes it off, he rinses it off, and he makes a new melech. So the first liche was futile, but the second liche will be effective, according to the smag. So then we can say that there is no takone. Why? Because the smag and the smag says the purpose of the adoche is to wash off the external drops of blood, because if you don't wash them off, so then they become nivla. The external drops of blood on the surface of the tchtiche becomes absorbed by through the melech. It becomes absorbed by the chatiche. So memele you could say elitakone. Why elitakone? Because it was already nivla through the first. When he realized the first lirche, so he had so many hundreds of drops of droplets of blood on the surface, and the first salting was mavliya at inside. So what would be the use? So of what avail will be the rinsing of the chatiche after the first salting? It already became osea. The dam already became nivla. The external dam became nivla already, so it became osef. Became osef. According the, so the smagness marks really say like that. The smagness marks say that if you salted the chichas bosal without rinsing it in water first, so mele it has no takonach. That chichas bosal, because the salting was mavliya the external drops of dam into the chichas. So then you cannot rinse it and salt it again. It's already nivla. It's already osef. The smag and the smag say like that. So the Rosh says, V'imolach lo yadoche, Yei shemrim sheitakonim libosor afim yadichenu, V'imlichenu osa, V'fishahu v'imlichem sheino, Pirish mixes adam, V'lo yoko kina v'imelech laf with kol adam, Mi'acha shal gudach aboso, Yei zi adam atzmi shepirish, Chit zi v'imlichem aboso, Dilo yishori, Kim dilo yimlach keine, V'imelech hasheni, Mafriti, So what does the Rosh say? So the Rosh here implies the reason as to why you have to make Hadoch before the Miriche. So in order, because without Hadoch, so in other words, the Rosh really combines in his Pshat the time of the Smag and the Smag and the time of the Ram. The Ram says that without Adoche Kamaise, so Melech cannot draw out blood. The Rosh says without Adoche Kamaise, it cannot draw out all the blood. It can draw out blood, but not all the blood. In other words, even when Echtichas Bosar is hard and tough, so Melech can still draw out a substantial a quantity of blood, but in order to draw out all the blood, it must be relatively soft. So without the Adoche Kamaise, so then the Chtichas Boso is hard, so the Melech, while it can draw out some blood, but not all the blood. And then, since he draw out some blood, so the Melech, the blood that he does draw out, comes out on the surface of the Chatiha. So then, the Melech is Mavliat. So in other words, the Rosh agrees with the Svore of the Smagre Smagdu. In other words, the Rosh says in effect that if you have to rinse Ichtichas Bosor before you salt it. Because when you rinse it, so first of all, you wash off any external drops of blood that appeared on the surface of the Chatiha. And then you draw out all the internal blood. You draw out all the internal blood. Because it becomes soft as a result of rinsing. So you do two things you accomplish by rinsing Yechtichas Bosor. First of all, you wash off the external drops of blood. That's in accordance with the shite of the smag and the smag. And then you soften up the chtiche. So that's in accordance with the svore or the ram. But if you don't rinse the chtichas bosor before you salt it, so first of all, the drops of blood that appeared on the surface of the chatiche before the chatiche might become nivla into the chatiche, and then some of the blood that emanated that was exuded from the heart chtichas boso will be nivla again. This is what he says. Lifi she al de yuicha v'sheino pirish mixas adam v'lohoyo bo kei abimelech lehatlit kol adam. So in other words, so then you'll ask Morech, if the Rosh says bishlein v'smag v'smag, they say that Melech has the capacity of drawing out internal blood and being mavliya external blood, But according to Smag, Miller does not have the capacity to be Mavliya, the same one that he goes out. That the Smag considers as inconceivable. But the Rosh says that if you didn't rinse a Chatichas Boso, so then what happens as a result of something, you draw out mixas of the dam, not all of the dam, just mixas of the dam. And that mixas that is drawn out the first second, so the second moment, it is nilvayim. So then the question, so that's a big achidesh. So in other words, a big achidesh. The smag don't mention that. The smag only say that Melech has the capacity of being mavliya external dam, but that Melech has the capacity of being mavliya the internal dam that was a minute ago extracted, that it should be new again, then the smag don't say. But the Rosh says that if you didn't drink Zechdichas Baso, so then the Melech, the salting, is capable of drawing out mixes dam, but not all the dam, and since it draws out only mixes dam, not all the dam, so the Melech that mixes the same Melech that extracted a minute ago, mixes down, will be mavli at the same time that it expected. So then the question is, so how can we ever succeed in drawing out the blood with impurity? Because, so even if you rinse it, so then as a result of rinsing the Chatichas Baso, you thereby soften up the Chatichas. So the Melach is capable of drawing out all the blood, not just mixes down, but all the blood. But the moment it's run out, it can be new like it. The answer is, there is a halacha of either the Tobi briefly dam lo bala. So the Roshiti is, that doesn't mean that if Chatichas Baso is engaged in being buried, a few drops of blood, so the melech cannot be absorbed. That's not. Only when it's very busy, when it's occupied, either the Tobi, that's the Roshiti more, either the Tobi leaflate loy bala. So the melech, only when it is engaged in the process of being paid down profusely, in an abundantly, profusely. But if Chatichas Dam is engaged in being paid minute quantities of Dam, it's not engaged in being paid down profusely, abundantly, then it can absorb. So this is the reason as to why the Rosh says, if you do rinse the Chatichas Baso, so then you soften to thereby, soften up the Chatichas Baso, so that the Melech will be capable of extracting all the dam, all the internal dam, not just a few drops of dam, but all the dam the Melech is capable of drawing out. So we don't have to worry, since Melech has the capacity not only of drawing out dam, but of being Mavliya dam also, so the same dam, so we don't have to worry, lest the same dam that is a minute ago was extracted will be Nivlayim, because I will be told, Limitva dam loibala. So if the Chatichas Baso was rinsed thoroughly, so then it became softened up. So Memele the Melech is capable of drawing out all the dam. So the Chatichas, so Memele we don't have to be Chayshish, maybe the same dam that was Niflat abundantly will be Nivlagen. Because if it is Niflat abundantly in profusion, so Memele profusely, so Memele that means it's totally Niflat dam. If it's totally Niflat dam, it's Loibola. So it cannot be Belea again. But if you don't rinse the Chatichas Baso, and the Chatichas Baso remains relatively hard and tough and sturdy, so then the Melech can only extract a little bit of dam. So the Melech, the Chatichas dam, while you salt it, so it's not really engaged in the process of Pleitas dam. It's because it is only paled a little bit. So the Melech, it is capable of absorbing the same mixas dam that a minute ago it was there. So now let's see in the Rosh, paragraph Memvo. He says, "V'imolach v'yadoche yishem v'im sheintakonu liboso atum yadichenu v'im lechenu osu l'fishyal v'imiliche v'sheino pirish mixes adam That's one sheep. Then he says, the Rosh, Ufini, Mashikos, and Val Zebra, Tromo, the Boso, Shemin, Marchinus, Nual, Boso, Shalom, Shemish, like a counted in Liche, Vifle, Dam, Shebola, in Domain. Now, this is mentioned, is discussed in Simenai. So the Mechaba mentioned several days. But one of the days that Mechaba mentions in Simenai, Now, suppose you salted a piece of bosom. See the bosom. Let's say 10 minutes ago. Now, and this. And this is in the process of being pared down. Is in the process of being pared down. Then you take another chitichas boso that was not salted altogether, and you put it on top of the chitichas boso that was salted 10 minutes ago. So that means you didn't salt this chitichas boso. So, in other words, if let's say 10 minutes ago you salted this chitichas boso, it's lying on the table. Now you sold this chitichas boso. So that's the Gemara of Anachma. Only Dovi Veifes he cannot sold together. Because the dog in the fish has a soft tissue and it gets through with the plater or the down and the tear in a few minutes. So then it's not totally down. But boso and boso, you can sold one on top of that. But suppose you salted this chitichas boso 10 minutes ago, and it's still in the process of being peeled down, and now you just put another chitichas without salting, another chitichas boso that was never salted. You put it on top, so there is a shite that this chitichas boso becomes awesome. If you would salt this chitichas boso too, so then you can put it on top of this, because I didn't tell it, even though this keeps on exuding dam profusely, so we don't have to worry. Maybe this dam that is nifla from this chatiche, when you put this chatiche that is also salted, was also salted, will absorb it, because it cannot absorb. It's busy being paleed its own dam, so it cannot absorb the dam that is nifla from this chatiche. But suppose this chatiche you didn't salt; it was never salted. A raw chatiches dam. You just put it on top of this chatiches dam that was salted 10 minutes ago, and it's still in the process of being peeled down. So there is one shittin becomes osa, because since this chatiches was not salted, it's not told limifla dam, and this chatiches was salted 10 minutes ago. So dam comes out from this chatiches and it's absorbed by this chatiches. So he says, Yeshe Yitzchim, Yitzchim Bosa Shul Nimlach Kwal, O Yishe Nimlach Upolet Chol Domei, Yim Bosa Shul Nimlach Kedem Tritos Idam, Lifisha Bosa Shul Nimlach, O Yishe Nimlach Upolet Chol Domei, Chizel Odolei Al Mash Chavir Epeiret. That's one sheet. That's a sheet of the Raja. Then, V'yesh Matirim, Al Bimiliche, Achaka, Kiroz Yavlit Kol Dam Shebol. So, that's a sheet of Baratomis. So the first washing in the Mechaba here in Sinai, Sivor, is the sheet of the Rashbo. And the second washing, the Yish Matirin, Alvin Liche, Shem Lechem Ahakach, because Yavlif Kodam Shebola. The Sipat Rume says, that even if you put a chatiche shalomim lechoklav, a chatiche shalomim lechoklav, on top of the chatiche that is keeps on being paid down. So there is a dakon. What's dakon, eh? You can make it, you can salt it. You take it and you salt it. So then when you salt it, so then this dam, the salt will draw out its own innate dam that the chatiche has. So agil, the plate of its own dam, it will also exude. It will also be paying the dam that it absorbed from this. That's the shita mesivato. So the Rosh says, so one shita is that in molav liyadoche, yishim shita kono lukboso, afim yad lechenu rim lechenos, ובישאו במליך רישי מפירש מצז אדם, והוא יבקיע ממלך לאף כל אדם, מהחשור לך בוסו, ואיזה אדם העצמי שפירש חזר מלבון לבוסו, והוא ישורי כמו לבקי, ואם מלך השם עם אפליטי, כאילו שכבר פירש וחוזר מסך, ופימה שכוס אבל ספר התרומו, ובוס השם עם אך, שלא סנו, או בוס השולו עם אך, שאין שליטה כאן במליך, ויפרי, דם, שבו להם דומה, כל שנוח את ישור, כאילו בפירי, דם שכאילו לאומה, כל שקודומה, וכי מסתבר. So he says, so the Rosh Paskins, that even though the Rosh says that you have to win Zichtiches Bosa before Meliche, in order, first of all, in order to wash off all the external droplets of blood, and secondly, in order to soften up the Bosa, in order to soften up the bosor, so he says the Rosh says that if he was meliachich tichas bosor without making hadochet first, so then he takone. He has to rinse it after he made the first salting. So he has to rinse it and then make another salting. And so even though as a result of the first salting, so the mixas adam that was nifat, was and the dam, the external drops of dam. So it was nifla inside, but since you salt it again, after rinsing it, so the melee, So the second salting, so will draw out its own internal dam, so it will also draw out the mixas adam that was drawn out one time and live later. According to that. Alright, anyway. So what is the term of Hadochek HaMaisi according to the Rosh? The purpose of Hadochek HaMaisi according to the Rosh is, it is similar to the Ram, but it's not like the Ram. According to the Ram, so the purpose is just to soften up. But if you don't rinse it, so nothing happens. According to the Rosh, if you don't rinse the Chetichat Bosor before you salt it, so then it's not only that the Melech is incapable of drawing out all the blood, on the contrary, there is harm done, in other words, because if it's not softened up, so then it's incapable of drawing out all the dam. But mixes dam, it is capable. If it mixes dam, it is capable of drawing out. So the melee, since the dam is not leaflet profusely, so it's not really told in being pelled down, so the mixes dam that is leaflet can be leaflet. So the purpose is, the purpose of the Rosh, it's similar to the Ram, but it's a different oneness. Because according to the Ram, the purpose is to soften up so that the Melech will be capable of drawing out blood. And if you don't soften up, so the Melech is incapable of drawing out any blood. So mainly, according to the Ram, nothing happens if you salt the Chatzbosor without realizing Kadosh HaMaisi. According to the Rosh, the purpose is to soften up. But if you don't soften up, then you cannot draw out all the blood. But mixes down, you can draw out. Since you draw out only mixes down, so the melee, that mixes is nearby. That's the shita. That's the shita of the wash. So according to the wash, you have to rinse the chitichas basar in order to soften it. So then the melach will be able to draw out all the ptam. So melech it will not be capable of being nigla again. But if you don't soften it up, so the melach will be able to draw. Very similar to the Ram, but it's a different Ram. So we already have three Ram. Now then, the Hashbol in Tikkun Sabayis mentions that the purpose of Adoche is to, so he mentions the Ram's Ram, to soften it, but he also mentions another Ram, to make it moist. So then, if the Echad Bosom is not rinsed, so then it is dry. If it's dry, so the melach cannot stick very well. It cannot adhere very well to the surface of the chitichah. So if it cannot stick and adhere very well, very firmly to the surface of the chitichah, then it's not capable of drawing out all the dam. In order that melach should be capable of drawing out all the dam, so the melach must stick to the surface of the chatichah. When can it stick? If it's moist, if you rinse it, if you soak it, if you rinse it, then it becomes moist. If the surface of the bosom is moist, not dry, then when you drops of melach on the surface, it sticks. So the melach, if it sticks to the surface, it can draw out all the water. But if you don't rinse it, it's not moist. So the melach, it cannot stick. If it cannot stick firmly to the surface of the bosom, it cannot extract all the dam from the chitichas bosom. So that was the purpose of Hadoch HaKamayisei, according to the Rashbo, is not only rakeach hasabosom, not only to soften the chitichas bosom, but lilaleach hasabosom. Also, to moisten the surface. So there it can be nidbak. It can stick. The particles of salt can stick to the surface. And if they can stick, they can go out. But if they don't stick well to the surface, they cannot go out all the time. So that's the Ashbosta. So it's already a fourth one. Then the Mordechai, in whom we call Ashbosta, so he mentions two times. The first time means that you have, so far how many we mentioned? Four times, yes? Or now, the first motion, the Mordechai, is the fifth time. So he says that the reason as to why we have to rinse, we have to be Madiach, the Gosol, before the Mordechai, is because if you are not Madiach, so if we are not Madiach, the Gosol, so true, Melach is capable, the Mordechai says, of drawing out the dam completely, even without Adochek HaMaisi. But if you don't rinse it, so then all the dam, so there is a lot of drops of dam on the surface. But he doesn't say the dam of the smog and the smog. One can make a mistake. He says something else. So if you wash off, if you rinse it, then you wash off the dam on the surface. So then when you drop the melech, when you dump the melech on the surface, so it doesn't become saturated with blood, because all the external drops of blood have been washed off. But if you don't rinse the chazboso, so there are many, many drops of blood on the surface. So when you dump the particles of melach on the surface, what will happen? They'll become covered up with dam. The particles of salt will become covered up with dam. If they become covered up with dam, they are incapable of drawing out the blood. So in other words, so we have to rinse the chazboso, thereby wash off the droplets of dam. Then when you dump the particles of melach and the chazboso, so they do not become enveloped. You don't rinse the chazboso, you don't wash off the drops of dam. So the melee, when you dump the particles of melach, they become covered up with the drops of dam. So it's incapable. Melach has to be exposed in order to draw out dam, the internal dam. But if it's covered by the outside dam, it cannot extract the internal dam. That's the first washing of the Mordechai. So that's the fifth time. Then the second portion of the Mordechai is which appears to be expressive of the same time as the Ram. But the Primigodim says, and many Achareim say it's mamish, the second portion of the Mordechai is mamish the shite of the Ram, to soften up the chitchas bosor, so that the Melach will be capable of drawing out on the blood. He mentions that too, but the Talmudim says there is a difference. There is a difference between the Mordechai and the Ram. According to the Ram, so the purpose is to soften up just the uppermost portion of the Chitchas Bosor. The uppermost portion of the Chitchas Bosor. According to the second washing of Mordechai, the purpose of the Hadochen is to soften up through and through the whole Chitchas Bosor, not just the uppermost portion. And the Primigodim says, points out, I mean the Arayas from the Rishayim to that effect. In other words, you see, Nachkimine between the Ram and the second washing of Mordechai is what kind of Hadochen is required. According to the Ram, that the purpose is to soften up just the upper portion, the upper layer, the uppermost layer of the Chitchas Bosor. So all that is required is Adochem Rub. Now there are three kinds of Adochas. There is Adochem Redes, and there is Adochem Rube, and then there is Shri. Shri. Shri, now what is our practice? That we soak it for half an hour. We don't just rinse it under the faucet. But the event will be matter, ichtichas vosal, that was just rinsed under the faucet for a moment, and then it was immediately salted. But the proper thing is to soak it in the kelim, to soak the vosal in the kelim for half an hour, please, half an hour, and then salt it. And then to keep it on the salting board for an hour in a state of salting. That's the proper practice of Chathchila. So the proper practice of Chathchila is to realize Shriya, soaking, for half an hour, not just Hadochem. Now, there are three kinds of Hadochem. There is Hadochem Etes, and there is Hadochem Oveh, and there is Shriya. Now, so even Hadochem Etes does not mean, does not consist, you know, spraying here, spraying there, I mean the way, unfortunately, it is done, you know, with many meat, you know, that will not be made kosher from within the first 3 days of the Shrite. So then, most of the time, of course there are exceptions, but most of the time, when somebody sprays, so a non-Jew is engaged to spray with a hose of water, so he sprays here, sprays later, and that's all. And the bulk of the meat is not even sprayed, so that's nothing. That's not Hadochem Rubo, that's not even Hadochem Etes. But there are three types of Hadochem. There is Hadochem Etes, and there is Hadochem Rubo, and there is Shriya. Shriya means when it is soaked in water for half an hour. Hadochem Rubo means that it is, let's say, if you take a chitchas basar, you'll put it under the faucet, and the water of the faucet will run, and you will keep it, let's say, for a few minutes. So that's Hadochem Rubo. Hadochem Etes means that every spot of the chitchas basar is moistened by water. Even though not a lot of water, very little water, but as long as every spot of the chitchas basar is moistened, so it's Hadochem Etes. But suppose you just pour water over here, but not here. That's nothing. That's kilu lohod. So the question is this. This Hadochem Kamaisi, what does it have to be? Does it have to be Hadochem Etes only? Or does it have to be Hadochem Rubo, but not Shriya? Or does it have to be Shri? So, all the poskim pointed out, Tamin and Bes Yosef himself pointed out, it all depends. According to the smag and the smag, that the purpose of Hadochem Kamaisa is to wash off the external droplets of blood on the surface, because if you don't wash them off, so then the melach will be capable of being mavriya against droplets. So Hadochem Moetes is enough. You need Hadochem Moetes. In other words, you cannot just be mavriya this part and not this part, then it's nothing. But if you are mavriya the whole thing, but you don't make it thorough Hadochem, you don't keep it under the faucet, let's say, for a few minutes, just for 1 minute, so that washes off Hadochem Moetes. Also, is also capable of washing off all the external droplets of blood. So according to the Smag and the Smag, Hadochem Moetes is enough. According to the Ram, and according to the Rosh, Hadochem Moetes is not enough. Because the purpose of the Hadochem is to soften up, the Bosom. So, according to the Rosh also, in other words, it has to be softened up. Because if you don't soften it up altogether, so then the Melech is only capable of drawing out Mitzvahs down, not all the down. So Hadochem Etes cannot soften up even the outer portion, the outer layer of the Bosom. Not only it's incapable of softening up the whole thickness of the Bosom, the whole Nubia Bosom, but even the outer layer of water, of the boss of the Chatichet. Hadochem Etes cannot soften up. So we require Hadochem Rubo, not Hadochem Etes. But we do not, so he says. So according to the Ram, the Pilgrim says, Hadochem Etes will not be known. But Hadochem Rubo will be known. Mashiach, can you call it the second version in more time? That the purpose of the Hadochem is to soften up the hochtiches Wasser, through and through, not just the outer layer, here and here, but through and through it has to be sopped down. So with Adocham Rubon you cannot sop now. Only if you soak it for at least half an hour, then you can sop it. So that's the Nachkinina between the Ramsdown and the second washing in the mouth. The second washing in the mouth. Alright, now so how many times? Six? Oh, then there is a seventh time. That's it. This is the time of the Ro. This is the time of the Ro. The Ro says that the reasons why we have to make Hadochika Maise, the reasons why we have to make Hadochika Maise is because if you don't make Hadoche, so then the dam that is on the surface of the Chtichas Boso might dry up, and after it finished being buried, all the dam, so then it will be Nivra through the salt. It will be Nivra through the salt. So everybody raises the question against the whole Merkab Bayis. So if so, now we say that I believe in Ifladam Vitziya, so Niboladam. So melee, we cannot. So as long as it is engaged in the process of being paid down in Syria, it cannot be layered. It cannot be layered down. So why should we be Cheshesh? Why should we be Cheshesh that he will, that maybe the external droplets of dam will remain on the surface of the dam, let's say for how long? For more than 12 hours? Because as long as it's engaged in the process, let's say suppose he goes to the Chtichas Boso, and at 9 o'clock in the morning, he solves the Chtichas Boso. He solves the Chtichas Boso. So nothing can happen. What can happen? It will be Nivra. It cannot be Nivra. Because I will talk the Mifra Dam, so, or the Mifra Tzir, is Leboleda. So the Mele, even though this droplet of dam dried out, but it cannot be Nivra because it's stored in being buried. It's stored in being buried. Now the notion of the whole is as follows. Bes Yosef mentioned it. It's in Berakah Bayis. Now turn to this Yosef. It's Simen Samachtes. The beginning. Kesef Matisho Matiach Bosot Chila. Firka Bosot Mashmila Bosot Yitzri Domen Kimil Chay. Yofi Yofi. Umadich Yofi Yofi. Itma Abuna Oma Moneach Matiach. Masim Pitone Matiach Moneach Matiach. Ruhu Yitzri. Hod Echao Vitaf, Hod Echao Vitaf. Bichos Avaram. Hadoch Abishim Yotzrich Lahavir Adam Shal Pia Bosot. שינאמר לך מה פעם בחום הילדם שבשיח הפוסם, שהוא לא, אבל לא היא, so that's not the Ram's pshat, that's, the Ram mentions it in the name of the Ro, you see, אבולוי משמיס יבש על פונו. ופיכו, אם הוא יביכו איזה התחילו, ינשלוח איש, שמו לאחר שמניח הפוסו, מליף לדם וציר, ינית האדם ויבלה. Because as long as the bosom is engaged in the process of being penitent here, so we don't have any chashas. We don't have any chashas. It cannot absorb that because it's busy being penitent. But after it stopped being penitent here, when would that be? 12 hours after the salting. So if the salting took place, let's say this morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, so it will be engaged in the process of being penitent here until 9 p.m. tonight. Until 9 p.m. tonight. So on the melee, if he rinses it before the salting, so that no droplets of blood were left on the surface of the chlichem, because everything was washed off, so there's nothing to worry about. But suppose at 9 o'clock in the morning today, without rinsing it, he just salts it, so then there are a number of droplets of blood on the surface, so let's say, might dry up, let's say by 10 p.m. after 9 p.m. and then it will not be engaged in the process of being mainly damaged here, so it will be neglected with the salt. So the Frenchman raises the question, so that means that the whole Kshoshe is only if a person will allow the Chlichas Boso to stay in the salted state for more than 12 hours. Which person lets Boso stay in salt for more than 12 hours? Who does anything like that? How long do we let Boso stay in the state of salt? And 1 hour. So let's say he allowed it to stay more than an hour. But he has a range of 12 hours where he's on safe grounds. Because within, if the salting took place at 9 o'clock this morning, so until 9 p.m. tonight, it cannot be needed. So why does he have to, let's say, if he wants to salt at 9 o'clock in the morning, why would the Chachomim require him to salt it before, I'm sorry, to rinse it before he salts it? After all, it's highly unlikely that a person should keep the Chichas Boso in a state of salt for more than 12 hours. So when God says, it's unlikely, but sometimes you find certain people who want the Boso to be very salty, and they let it stay in a state of salt for more than 12 hours or 15 hours. Someone who wants to use certain Boso on a journey. So salt is a preservative. So that kind of a person might be disposed to let the Boso stay in a state of salt, let's say for 15 hours. For 15 hours, or for 24 hours, or even for 2 days, if he wants to use it on a journey, on a long journey. So mainly because, so in such situations, if he will not rinse it first, so then there will be a takola. So because of that, the Chachomim are misaten that no matter how long he intends to keep it in a state of salt, even if he intends to keep it in a state of salt only for 24 minutes, so he still has to rinse it. Because of it, this is how the Pramigodim explains the Shiva Zolt. Why? Why the Pramigodim explain it that way? Because the Shiva Zolt, the worship of the Roy is, so, Ufichochim, Uyadicho, Isitchilo, Yishlochush, Shemo Lachash, Yamiach, Haboso, Melifle, Dam, Vitzir, Yinitach, Adam, Yivlenu. So he mentions, Leachash, Yamiach, Haboso, Melifle, Dam, Vitzir. And Dam, Vitzir, when does it stop? When does it terminate? When does the process of being paid seal terminate after 12 hours? Some way of encoding is forced to explain the Shita Zoro that way. But of course that involves a big deal. I think that the Shita of the Ro is in accordance with the Shita of Rashi. I mentioned before, in that Gemara of Dogim and Avis. So Rashi says, I will treat the Libifladam, Loiboladam Dachim, and the Yesh before she says, not only I will be told in Mifladam, but if I will be told in Miflatzia. So there is such a big difference. Such a big difference. According to Rashi, so if you salt it at 9 o'clock, so you cannot salt another Chichas Boso at 9:18. Because then, if the Tichas Basar was salted at 9, so at 9:18, the whole process of Tichas Adam of Tichatiche already stopped. So then, when you salt at 9:18, and another Chatiche on top of this Chatiche, so the dam of the upper Chatiche will come out, will be nifrat, and it will be absorbed. At 9:19, it will be absorbed, it can be absorbed by the lower Chatiche, according to Rashi. According to Yishmi Koroshim, so you can salt a second Chatiche on top of the first Chatiche within 12-hour range. According to Rashi, you can only salt it within 80 minutes range, and according to the Yishmi Koroshim, you can salt the second Chatiche on top of the first Chatiche within a range of 12 hours. Now, if we want to assume that the whole agrees with the Sheet of the Yesh Meforshim, then there is no Deichat in the Sheet Zohar. But the trouble is, the Rosh uses Roshi, ופיחו חילו יד יחויס את חילו, יש לוחו ששמו לאחה של עמי החבוסו, מריפוי דם וציע. So he says, מריפוי דם וציע. So that implies, that's the reason why the Primogodim says that the Rosh Tam is such a big Deichak. In other words, because of the unusual situation when a person is interested in keeping Yechtichas Bosor for a very long time, let's say for 15 hours, for 24 hours, for 30 hours, so in such a case there might be a Mikshel. So because of that, the Chachomim required every Jew and every Jewess who salts meat to rinse it, because of Ixere. Maybe sometimes a person will be disposed to keep Yechtichas Bosor in salt for 15 hours, and then if he will not rinse it, so the external droplets of blood will dry up, and then after 12 hours, when the Bosor stopped being pale tzir, so this dry drop of blood, so will be evil. I mean, this is an unlikely thing. So because of that, every Jew who salts Bosor should be required to rinse it because of the unlikely situation. So when the Chachamim say that if anyone decides to keep Yechtichas Bosor for more than 12 hours, then he's not allowed to salt it unless he rinses it first. But every other situation of salting should not require any rinsing prior to salting. But I think that the Rosh is in the concept of Rashi. But why does the Rosh say, Shemo v'achash yaniach haposom lifrei dam v'tzir, yeinitach adam v'yivlenu? The answer is this. The Rosh is that when can he say, I will torit lifrei dam, so yivol adam achine, only when it's engaged in the process of exuding juice, whether in juice of dam or juice of tzir, in a profuse way. So the mayor, the first 18 minutes, so the Yechtichas Bosor is engaged in exuding two types of juices, the dam itself and the tzir. But it releases so much juice, the dam, the tzir, everything. But after the first 18 minutes, so it's only engaged in the process of exuding tzir, but not dam. So it's not engaged in releasing juices profusely. So the mele, it can absorb dam. So that's why the Rosh says, Shemo l'acha shel aniach habosor, milifle dam mitzia, when it will stop exuding both juices, dam and tzia together. When will that be? 18 minutes after the salting. So the mele, So that mikshu is possible every time a person salts meat. So that's why the Rosh says this time. Okay, so that will be enough. Now again, please, you should be at 1:30, you should be in Yeshiva.
Second Shun, Melicha Ches El Hitov Shalom, test, August 31st, 1979, on Friday.
shul up to Dalet, up to Possession's Basil, the way we use it, because that's already other way. And then we'll go to go over the Mechaber Amor Shachar. Now, I mentioned last time the seven different times for Hadochek Amais, and that's very important, very basic, because we have to operate with the various timing all the time in the course of the Mechaber. So these are the seven tannin for Hadochek Kamais. Now the purpose of Melicha is to draw out the blood. There is no question about that. Now what's the halacha? Suppose someone will cook a piece of meat and he will not salt it first. He will cook it. So it's osabachir. Why is it osabachir? Because as a result of the cooking, so dam will be yetze, will be nifras from one spot, and will be absorbed by another spot. So mele, it's also. Now the halacha is, the Gemara says that one is allowed to eat raw meat. One is allowed to eat raw meat. Why? But if you eat raw meat, so according to all the shading, so it means that you don't have to salt it. The Rambam Shita, however, is that when the Gemara says that you are allowed to eat raw meat, but you have to salt it first. But even though, so then you are allowed to eat it. But if you don't salt it, not. This is the Rambam Shita. But all the other Shayim say, they understand the Gemara simply, that one is allowed to eat raw meat, but if you eat raw meat that wasn't salted, so you are eating dam. The answer is dam shalom pirish is not osa. Dam shalom pirish is not osa. Only if the dam was pirish from one mokin and then it was absorbed by another spot in the chatichah, then it becomes osa. But the dam you eat, let's say, in raw meat, so that is not us. That is not us. So which dam is osea? Only dam that was pirish. If it was nifla from one place and nifla in another place, then it's us. But when you eat it raw, so it's very pirish. So you only have to wash off the chatichas bosa. There shouldn't be any dam there. So you're allowed, according to Moses Hashem, you're allowed to eat raw meat, even if it's not so. But if it's pirish, then it's osa. Now, so dam, there is dam, that is sometimes, when you eat dam, you are chayiv kores, and sometimes you are even lav, but kores you're not chayiv. Kores you are only chayiv from dam anefesh. What does dam anefesh mean? The dam that comes out from the behemah in the course of shchite, or in the course of killing an animal, it doesn't make any difference. Doesn't have, yes.
If someone finds regular meat and it has down, do you assume it's been parash or not? I mean, you don't know.
I mean,
does it happen so fast that you just assume it's been?
No, if you see it, if you see down on the surface of the chaticha, you cannot assume that it was salted. Should we say that it was salted?
No, but I'm saying first from one place to another. Instead of, if it's not first from one place to another,
no, if it was porridge from one place and nigra in another place, so then it's us.
This is what I'm saying. So if a person finds meat which has not been salted, does he have to assume that it's been parched from one place to another, or can he just say it's not a common thing to happen by itself, and therefore he can eat it without having salted?
I mean, if he doesn't know, if he knows that this is a raw piece of meat, and that it wasn't cooked, and he washes it off, and then, so it's not porridge, he washes off all the dam there, and how could it be porridge from one to another? Only thing is, the dam there might be porridge, but if he washes off the dam there, so there is no dam there that is porridge, if he washes it off. So only the dam of Ruah, since nothing was done to it, so it was not porridge, memoki.
So when he takes a bite, this isn't going to be porridge. So he takes a bite, it'll be porridge all over the place.
All right, some say explain the Shittas Rambam that way. I mean that that's the reason is why the Rambam says that you cannot eat raw meat unless you are malaya first. Because when you bite it, so then it is many times it will be polished. So that done. All right, as a result of the biting, so this is how the Rosh Hashulchan explained the Shittas Rambam. Now, but that's the other one. That Dam Shalom Pirei, she is not us. Dam Shalom Pirei is not us. Now, but Kores, one is higher only on Dam HaNefesh. What is Dam HaNefesh? Dam HaNefesh means the dam that comes out through the Shchite, or as a result of the killing of the animal, let's say it wasn't Mishchet. If it wasn't Mishchet, so then it's Nevela. But the dam that comes out when you kill an animal, so that's Dam HaNefesh. And also the dam hakonos b'sechalein, because the lady, the heart, is the pump. So the melee, the dam that is accumulated in the heart has a din of a dam hanefesh. And also, if dam hakosi, if you draw out blood, so that also has a din of dam hanefesh. But in regard to dam hakosi, so then there are three bloods. Three types of blood, when you draw out blood. So then, there are three types of blood. There is the blood that comes out at the very outset, when you start drawing out blood. At the very outset. So, that is not a manesh. Then, when you start drawing out blood, so at first, it doesn't come out in gush. It comes out by then, after a little bit of dam has come out, so then it starts coming out in the gush. That dam hakoze that comes out the kibuach in the gush, not just drop by drop, but in the gush, that is the din of dam hanefesh. But the initial dam that comes out when your maki is dam from a behemoth, it does not have the din of dam hanefesh. Has a din of dam ivori, so it's also it's a lot of icy, it's osel, but there is no chilkos. Then when you amakis dam from a behemoth, after you finish with the keluach of the dam, so then it starts dripping. That's the final dam. That dam, the final dam, does not have a din of dam hanefesh either. So the dam hanefesh is only the dam that comes out in the form of a keluach, in the form of a gush, when you amakis dam. So in other words, so you have what you have done with the dam that comes out through Shchite or through the killing of the behemoth, or the dam that is conscious in the heart, because the heart is the pump, so it has a deal of dam nefesh, and any dam across. But any other dam, there is no cost. So it only has a deal of dam ivorim, so it is a deraise, but there is no cause. Now, the next question is, how about dam shebishlei or dam shemilchem, moliach harei koteach? Suppose someone will take dam ashchite or dam that is constantly, which is dam hanefesh, and he'll boil it. And then, after it's boiled, he'll eat it. So, is it tosam deraise or it's not tosam? So all the Shemim, except Rashi and the Rambam, hold that Dam Shem Bishlei is only Yosem Rambam. Or Dam Shem Milchem is only Yosem Rambam. Actually, it's a Gemara Meforeshes. The Gemara says that the power from Noahs, the Dam Shem Bishlei or Dam Shem Milchem, so is potter. Why? Because Yaoni Chayev, and it's only Yosem Raise, that kind of dam that is rolled with Rikas and Mizbeach. Because in mentioning the Issa of dam, the Torah says, Vani Nosati Lochem Bechapro La Mizbeach. So in other words, which dam is also made right say? Only that kind of dam that is rolled with Kaporas Mizbeach, that is rolled with Rikas. And Dam Shebishlei is not rolled with Rikas. So the Mele, it's not also made right. So it's only Yosef Rabbanon. So actually it's ignoring for Rashi. And this is the way all the Shemim pass. Except for Rashi and Rabbanon. The Shita of Rashi is that
that the dam should be shli dam shem yukha is also in the rice. And the sheet of the Rambam is also like that. Why do they do that Gemara? So the Gemara at first says, when Amira says that Kofale from Noach, the dam shem bishle dam shem yukhei, so he's potter. So what does Rashi and Rambam do with that Gemara? So Gemara then, one Mandoma says that there is a distinction between dam chatoyis achitzeinies and dam chatoyis apnimis. So dam chatoyis achitzeinies, dam chatoyis apnimis. So if it's bishle, it's not only tzriki. But dam chatoyis achitzeinies is wrong is riki, even if it's bishul. And then Rome says that even dam chatoyis apnimiyes is always riki. Is always riki. So the Mele, Rashi and the Rambam, they hold that Rome is riki and that Mandona, who says in Noches, the dam shebishlei is potter. Because Rome says that even dam chatoyis apnimiyes, bein dam chatoyis achetenies, bein dam chatoyis apnimiyes is always riki. So in other words, so they pass like Rove. There's the sheet of Rashi, there's the sheet of the Rambam. But what the other Rishonim do? The answer is they agree with Tesis. Tesis says that when does Rove say, one Mandorma says, the Dam Chatois Achetzinius, Shebishwei is always this, Amizbech. Dam Chatois Achetzinius is not Rove. And Rove says that in Dam Chatois Achetzinius is always this, Amizbech. So Tesis says, this Rove has reference to dam shebishli b'chamor, the sun. If the dam wasn't cooked on fire, but it was just heated in the sun, let's say in the tropical places, or a very hot summer day, so you expose dam, you expose the dam to the sun. So that's not nizbashi. So that kind of dam, the Rambam says, is always because they are. But dam shebishli al the age, or dam, Shenimlach, since Moriach is Areyu, Kelseach, then Rabbi is made that it's not always Rikhsamizbeach. Masha'im came Rashi and the Rambam, they hold that when Rabbi says that the dam, even of Katois Akhilius, Shebishle, is always Rikhsamizbeach, so they hold that it has reference, Rabbi's memory has reference even to dam Shebishle. So anyway, so all the Shein passed the dam Shebishle, dam Shemilchay. He's only also the Rambam. The Rambam and Rashi Pasti that it's also the Rice. It's also the Rice. Now, so the two, the Mechaber, the Ramo, all the Pasti, they passed in the Dam Shemilche, or Dam Shemishle is also the Rambam. That's the reason as to why you find many Kules in Milich. Why? Because it's the year, it's the Rambam. So, because Dam Shemishle, is almost rabbi. In other words, unsalted meat that was cooked, so it's not also rice, according to most Hashem, according to Pesach Hashem. Alright, now, Simen Samachet. Keit la teta melech, madia ha bosot chilo, vi midiche ha tavoch, in tzorech la dich, oi, vi molach vilo in tiche chilo. Suppose, his first melech ha tichas bosot, and he's not madia, and then, so he wants to know whether there is a takone. Can he be madiach it after he was meliach once and be meliach again or not? So yeshemim, so the rosh will be so. The rosh mentions today yeshemim shemli takone oy. Now, who shite is it that in takone oy? The smart and the smart, they both say that. If someone was Mileyach Ichtichas Boso without making Yad Boche Kamait, so then it's in Itakone, that Ichtichas Boso is also, and there is no way of being Misakene. Why? Because this man in this mark says, the purpose of Yad Boche Kamait is in order to wash off the damn bed, because if you don't wash it off, then the Melach, on one hand, it has the capacity of being mavliyah, the internal dam. But on the other hand, it has the capacity of being mavliyah, the external dam. So if you wash it off, you wash it off. So there is no external dam. But if you don't wash it off, so then there is external dam. So then, So then it is so that becomes nivla. So it's also. So that's why the smag and the smag say yeshivim shivim tamari. After the chayim v'chel, because the harm was already done when he insulted it without washing off the dam there. So the dam there became nivla inside. V'yesh matirin.
But is the rush, the salt, the smag and the smag, the same shita then?
The smag and the smag is the shita that says that in it upon.
And there was the first lush in the rush then?
There's the first lush in the rush. And then the rush mentions the shmatir. What does the rush say? We saw last time. That ufima shekosa balatrumet. In connection, I mean, that's the machlike between the rajvo and the balatrumet. Suppose you have a chtichas boso. You have one chtichas boso that was sold. This is a chtichas boso that was sold. Only 10 minutes ago. So it is in the process of being peeled up. Then you put another raw chtichas boso that was not sold at all together on top of this chatiche. So then the Rashbo says that this chatiche becomes us. Why? Because this chatiche is in the process of exuding down, of being peeled up. So the mele, this chatiche that was not salted absorbs the dam that is nifla from this chatir. That's the smart, that's what the Rashboshi. And then he says, V'yeshim yesh matir, that's the Sifrat Chum. What does the Sifrat Chum say? The Sifrat Chum says that it's mutter. Why? All we have to do is to solve this chatir. You put it down on that chatiche without salting it. But there is an ace. You just salt it. So then, as a result of the salting, this chatiche will start being paling its own dam. So together with its own dam, it will also be paling the dam that it absorbed from this chatiche. So we see that the Sefer HaTumashit is the dam that a one chatiche absorbed from another chatiche when you salt it. So together with the plate of its own dam, so it is paying the dam that is absorbed from another chatiche. So certainly here, if you salted the dam without rinsing the chatiche, you salted the bottle without rinsing it first. So the male, even though the salting had the effect of being mavliya the dam there into the chatiche, but if you rinsed it after the first salting, and then you salt it again, so that second salting will take out